Yivam is pretty good Mishnahe. Amrullah, they said to him, Mesa Ishtacha, that his wife died, Vinasa Achos Meviya, and then he went and married her sister from her father's side. A person's only not allowed to marry his wife's sister while she's alive, but now he knew that she died, and he went and he married her sister, Mesa, and now the second wife died, Vinasa Achos Meima, and now he went and married the second wife's sister from her mother. So this third wife that he has is related to the second wife. It was her sister through the mother, but this third wife has no relation whatsoever to the first wife. Mesa, the third wife, dies. Venosa achos meavia. Now he marries. His fourth wife is the sister of the third wife through the father. However, this fourth wife is only related to the third, and she's not related to the second or the first, obviously. Mesa, now the fourth wife dies. Venosa achos meima. And now he marries the sister of the fourth wife from her mother's side. So it keeps alternating sisters from the mother's side, sisters from the father's side. But what's coming out is that all five of these wives that he was at one point married to, each of them were sisters to the previous one, but only by mother or the father. So only to the one that he married right before they're going to be sisters to, but not the one before that. V'nimsu kulan kayamas. And then we find out that the whole thing wasn't true. And all the women come back. He's in for a rude awakening. Mutter b'rishona. So now what happens? So he can actually, a man is allowed to marry more than one wife. So he can go back to the first wife, because that's the one he was really married to. He can't go back to the second wife, because that was her sister. Now that was what turned out to be a maisa znus, but that has no bearing on his ability to go back to his first wife. But he can't go to the second one. And also, bashlishis, he can go and continue to live married to the third wife. The reason the third wife is because the third wife is not related at all to the first wife. Uvachamishis, and he can stay married to the fifth wife, because number 1, 3, and 5 weren't related. Upaitras tzarasayin. If this guy dies and there were other wives with him, and somebody does yibum to any of 1, 3, and 5, it would pater all of them, and any other tzaras that he has. Va'asr b'shniyah uvarevius. And obviously he's asr to the second and the fourth wife, because they're sisters to his wives. Ve'ein bias achas min poteres tzaras. And obviously if he dies and his brother is going to do yibum, trying to do yibum to one of them is not going to pater any of the other, because they're not really his wives and they never were. V'mba'al ashniyah la'achar misas harishayna. But if it's actually true that the first wife was really dead, and then he went and married the second wife, mutter b'shniyah, so then it comes out, if the first wife's dead, he's mutter to the second wife. And now if that's the case, the third wife is a sister to the second wife. He can't stay with her. So it's only the mutter b'shniyah v'revius, the second and the fourth wife, who paitras tzarasayin. And if this guy dies and somebody does yibam, it paters the tzaras. V'asr b'shlishas v'chamishas. But the guy would be also still to marry and stay with the third and the fifth wife, because they're sisters to his real wives, which was wives number 2 and 4. Wife number 1 is dead. Vein bias achas man paiteres tzaras. And obviously, if he dies and his brother does yibum to wives number 3 and 5, which are the sisters of his real wives, 2 and 4, it wouldn't pater his real wives, which are 2 and 4.